We are going to stop today in the NHL in Colorado. The Avs have been a real big turnaround this season. A lot of people crediting Patrick Waugh for that. We'll find out how much is on Waugh and how much is it on new players. As Drew Spivak from ESPN in Denver joins us. Drew, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Drew, before we get to the Avalanche, was everybody in Denver, were you guys as riveted by the women's game as most people were in Canada?
You know, it's funny. There's some of us that were, working for the radio station down here. We're on remote today at a bar here in Denver. So there was quite a few people that were tuned in to that hockey game this morning and watching this thing, very, very intently. But, yeah, it was a tough loss for the U.S. today. It's brutal. We're kind of getting tired of losing you guys in these big-time gold medal games.
Yeah, I guess so. That's four in a row for Canada over the U.S. And, of course, Canadians hoping it'll be the same thing tomorrow, which should be a huge game, U.S. taking on Canada. Matt Duchene, Colorado guy, will get back into the lineup. Duchene obviously is more, is better suited to be a centerman than he is a winger, and might have more success playing there tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's important for him to get back in the lineup. Unfortunately, for Canada, having it come due to the injury to Tavares is kind of a tough break for them. But it's a great opportunity for Matt Duchene. He's a guy that he needs to get in there and get in that lineup. I think it's going to boost his confidence going forward when he comes back with the Avalanche for the second half of the season. So, he needs to come out and play well, and get a decent amount of ice time. I know it's probably not going to happen playing on that fourth line, but if he can come out there and do some things, get a couple of shots on goal, a couple quality scoring chances, I think it's only going to boost his confidence coming back the second half.
Duchene, Landeskog, Paul Stastny, of course, all playing in this tournament. And, well, one of them is definitely going to be in the gold medal game for sure because Duchene and Stastny playing in Canada, U.S., and Landeskog has a good chance for the Swedes. Landeskog and Duchene leading the team in points with 50 and 48 respectively. Paul Stastny's had a pretty good bounce-back season. Talk about his play. What have you seen different? Why has he responded better under Patrick Waugh than he did the previous coaches?
I think a lot of it for Stastny has been kind of the system. He's finding himself, doing a lot more things in front of the net for the Avalanche this season as opposed to what he was doing last year, and it's given him a great deal of confidence. And I think one of the big differences that we've seen in Paul Stastny's game this year is he's been much better defensively. He's done a great job going pen on both ends of the ice. I think a lot of people have seen that in the United States play in the Olympic tournament as well. But, it's a big year for Stastny. He's coming up. He's going to be a free agent after this season. He's making $6.5 million. There was a lot of trade rumors and speculation going on, coming into this season as to what the Avalanche were going to go ahead and do with Stastny. So, now the question becomes, all right, well, do you go ahead and you bring back Paul Stastny to a long-term deal, or do you want to try and move him at the trade deadline? Because I think at this point you'd get a pretty good haul for him, because I know there are certain teams around the NHL that are looking for a quality center like Paul Stastny is. So, it's been great for him playing under Patrick Waugh and really for this whole team in general.
You think there's any chance they move him?
I don't think so. I mean, if you would ask me this in October, November, I think it was more likely than that they would move him than they wouldn't. But I think at this point, I don't think they can afford to trade him unless you're going to bring back a pretty big haul. I mean, if you look at what the Avalanche are probably looking for, at the trade deadline, if they decide to make a move at all, is, you want to bring back a top defenseman, and probably now a forward with the news today that Alex Tanguay is going to miss the rest of the season with a hip injury. You're going to be wanting to bring a quality, first or second line right winger back or a top defenseman. And, I think Stastny maybe could bring that haul back, but I don't think they want to at this point, because with the turnaround that the Avalanche had this season, they're right in the thick of things in not only the West or the Central Division, but the Western Conference. I mean, they're sitting in third place in the Central, in great position to make playoffs. In fact, at this point, it would almost be a huge shocker if they didn't make the playoffs. So I don't think they can afford to lose Stastny at this point. I don't think they're going to go ahead and trade him.
Looking at the Avs overall team, they're right in the playoff hunt right now, and it's going to be a battle down the stretch. Joe Sakic, Patrick Waugh, what do you see them doing as far as adding? I look at defense. Do they need another defenseman? Do they need another winger? What do you think they would be looking at adding at the deadline?
I think if you ask everybody around here in Denver, I think the big key is that they need to go out and they need to get another defenseman. Eric Johnson, Jan Hayda, those two guys have both played very well this season. But, John Hayda is a guy that was, you know, leading the NHL in plus-minus earlier on in the season. He's kind of come back down to earth a little bit. And, you know, now they're starting to get dealt some injury blows with Corey Sarge missing some games. We don't know when he's going to come back. You know, so that's kind of been a tough loss. And but the big thing is that Tyson Barrie has stepped up into that Avalanche lineup and really started to produce on both ends of the ice. So that's kind of been a nice little surprising addition for this team. Now, as far as what they look for, like you said, and, you know, you brought it up with needing a winger, maybe a defenseman, I think they need to make a move. I would like to see them go ahead and add a right winger because, you know, like I said, without Tanguay coming back for the rest of the season, you've got Nathan MacKinnon, who's been kind of playing that kind of, you know, hybrid center slash right wing, depending on which line he's playing on any given night. So you need a guy to step in that role, and you want to have a guy in there that's got a little bit of experience. So maybe, you know, go after a guy like a Mike Camilleri or Gagne from Edmonton, somebody like that. I'm not sure. The Avs are so kind of tight-lipped as far as when it comes to what kind of moves they're looking to make or if they're going to make anything at all. So it's really hard to get a good read on what Joe Sakic and the guys are going to do. But I think at this point, like I said, without Tanguay, they need to make a move. It's just a question of whether or not they will.
Drew Spivak from ESPN Radio in Denver joins us talking about the Avalanche, who have had a real bounce-back season. Goaltending has been great. Their defense core, basically three of their top five guys are different. It's funny, their top defensemen, at least in minutes last year, the top two, aren't even in their top six this year. Drew, I guess talk about one of those guys specifically, and maybe it's injuries more than anything else, but the changeover on the back end and why it's been so dramatic, especially for a guy maybe like Tyson Barrie.
You know, it's crazy because that was the big complaint with this Avalanche team this last season. Their defense was so, so bad. And there was a lot of disappointment around here over the summer when they didn't really make a lot of big-name moves. I mean, they bring in an Andre Benoit who, you know, he's been a guy that kind of went up and down from the minors with Ottawa. And then you bring in a Corey Sarge, kind of an older veteran-type defenseman. But one of the bigger surprises as well has been a guy like Nate Gannon. He's the guy that came over, I believe it was from Columbus last season. You know, he's a guy that's really stepped into his role as a you know, a second line defenseman and been really good. But yeah, Tyson Barrie has been kind of the key for this team, and you know, there was a lot of rumors going around that he was going to be on the trading block because I think the front office and I know the former coaching staff was very frustrated with his play, especially in his own end, because you know, he would turn the puck over a lot, he was out of position quite a bit, and you know, he really struggled to get it because he was almost worried about being more of an offensive type defenseman. So it really hurt his game. But under Patrick Waugh this year, the way that the Avs are doing things defensively, you know, it's been huge for them because they're playing more of a man-to-man style as opposed to kind of a zone like they were playing under a Joe Sacco the previous 4 years. So it's been huge for them. And, you know, the big key for them has been Semyon Varlamov. They've relied on him greatly this season. He has been spectacular for this team.
I was going to ask you about that. Has goaltending made up and made the defense look better than it has been at times?
Yeah, I think there's no question. I mean, beginning of the season, you had kind of an alternating every once in a while with Varlamov and Jean-Sebastien Jaguar. Both guys were spectacular towards the beginning of the season. But now Semyon Varlamov, you know, coming off the allegations that he had, you know, kind of the off-the-ice stuff with his girlfriend in the apartment and his arrest and stuff like that, you know, he really did not let that bother him. That could have been a huge detriment to this team going forward. And, you know, the Avalanche organization, they stuck behind him. They rode along with him, and he's earned it. He just got a new 5-year contract extension, which is huge for him. So he knows now that this organization has a lot of faith in what he can bring to this team. And yeah, he's been great this year. It's been great watching the transformation under goaltending coach Francois Allaire and kind of seeing the difference in Varlamov's game. He's been much better with his rebound control this year. And just taking, you know, cutting off angles to the puck, he's been tremendous with that. That's kind of been his biggest asset. So, yeah, I mean, I think definitely this is the team that's relied almost solely on their goaltending and has paid off for them. Now, the only question going forward is, well, is that going to continue for the second half of the season?
How has the trade gone in your mind? Have they missed Downey since they traded him?
You know, I think so at first because, you know, he's kind of that irritant type of guy that I think every team would like to have and needs. And, you know, when I look at this Avalanche team, I kind of see them as a team that they can kind of tend to get pushed around a little bit. They rely a lot on their speed and their playmaking ability and their ability to move the puck a lot. But they always kind of have lacked that, I guess, that extra kind of grit to this team. And so I think losing Steve Downey at first was a huge detriment, but Max Talbot coming over, he's been really good for this team after getting off to kind of a slow start. I think the trade kind of surprised him a little bit coming over here, and he struggled once he first arrived here, but he's been really good, you know, since that trade has come over. Now, he's going to need to step it up in the second half. Max Talbot, a guy like Jamie McGinn, you know, if McGinn doesn't end up getting traded, I think he's one of the guys on the trade block at this point. But, you know, the Avalanche are going to need those third-line guys to really step up and be good secondary scorers, because this team has had a tendency to get on some goal-scoring droughts. Matt Duchene was going through a huge drought before he got two goals against the Islanders right before the break. Gabriel Landeskog has been one of the few guys that's actually scoring on a consistent basis along with Nathan MacKinnon every night. But if those guys have off nights, you need those third-line guys. So you need a Max Talbot and a Jamie McGinn to really step up.
You look at this Colorado team, and then you look at their schedule, and you look at where they're at in the standings. Do you think they hold on and stay in the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question at this point. I mean, the team that kind of scared me, you know, a couple months ago was Minnesota, but, you know, they're going through a lot of difficult things right now, especially the goaltending situation there. You know, Dallas is a team that's on the rise and starting to make some moves, but they're so far behind at this point. You know, I don't think they have any chance of catching the Avalanche. You know, really the only race at this point for Colorado, I mean, they sit 5 points behind St. Louis and Chicago for the lead in the Central Division. I think at this point it's a race to see if they can get up to that second spot and get home ice in the first round of the playoffs. So, yeah, I don't think there's any question, barring, you know, some drastic injuries or just some sort of a collapse, you know, within the locker room or anything like that, I don't think there's any question this team will be in the playoffs this year.
And do you get a sense from them that they would be willing to make a splash in the market or just look and say, we want our guys to get some experience and maybe we don't know if we can go two or three rounds, so we're not going to mortgage too much of the future to acquire something big at the deadline?
Yeah, I would be surprised if they look to make some sort of a big splash. But the big thing is we don't know. We don't know much about this new regime coming in. I mean, you look at the Avalanche teams of past and what they've had in the front office. You know, this was an organization that used to love to make that big splash, going for guys like Ray Bourque and Theo Fleury and Rob Blake and, you know, Patrick Watt first when he came over. So this new regime, it's really hard to get a read on what they're looking to do. But I think they really like the youth and the skill of this young team, and I worry that, or not worried necessarily, but I don't look for them to make any sort of a big splash. You know, the big questions, like we talked earlier, was the Paul Stastny. Do they bring him back? Ryan O'Reilly, he's the guy that's going to be a free agent. So I think that's going to be kind of more what they're looking at as far as re-signing those guys in the offseason as opposed to making a run, because, you know, when I look at this team, I think they could make a little bit of noise in the playoffs. You know, relying on Varlamov is going to be huge, obviously, but I think a lot of it for them will depend on that first-round matchup they get. I think if they get a team like St. Louis in that first round, they're really going to struggle because St. Louis is a team that has dominated them all season long. They're a more physical team. They're a great puck-moving team, so it's a team that Colorado has really struggled with. Now, if the Avalanche look to get a team like Chicago, I think they could give Chicago a big scare in that first round, but, you know, I don't see them making a big splash going forward, and I think they're going to rely on just the youth of this team and just build it up and maybe look more towards next year and the year after that to really, you know, compete in the NHL.
Drew, I appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Canada-US should be a barn burner.
Absolutely. Jace, appreciate having me on. Thanks a lot.